Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Quipscope, where we talk about a brand new game, a game that's coming out sooner, a game that's just come out. My name is Ashton.
My name is Peter.
Peter, yeah. What have you been playing?
I've been playing a game that came out, in a sense, many years ago. Back in 2006.
Wow.
Except now.
So why are we talking about it now, Peter?
Because it's been remade from the ground up. It's Destroy All Humans Hue. They should have called it that. Destroy All Humans Hue. Yeah. It's Destroy All Humans 2, Reprobed.
Reprobed.
No pun intended with the word colon there, but Reprobed is,
yes.
Yeah.
Love that.
It's recently been published by THQ Nordic. It's available for Windows, PS5, and Xbox Series, and I have been honestly, like, pleasantly surprised by it to a certain extent.
Yeah.
So
because we talked about this a little bit the other day.
Yeah.
And you were like, I don't really know much about the game. I know that, like, the first one was remade and it still was a bit janky.
Yeah.
And we weren't sure if this one was a complete remake or if it was just, like, a new game or anything. So.
Yeah. I didn't know very much about this game going into it. Even the originals, like, I played the first one on PS2 a little bit, like, at a friend's house or something. I never owned it. Never played the sequel. And I've never really understood the hype, even for the originals. Like, I get that nostalgia plays a huge factor for people who actually owned them at the time. But, yeah, when they remade the first one, I really wasn't that impressed. I think it just showed its age. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can remake a game as nicely as you like, and it can be as beautiful and you know, bug-free as you like, but if the core gameplay is still something that's come from 2005 or whatever the first one was, whenever that was made, there's only so much you can do, you know, it's a bit of a living fossil. So I went into this one, admittedly not hugely optimistic, and I've got to say, it's better than the first one, I think, in terms of remake. So I'll give you just the setting first. It's set in the late 60s. There's kind of a big hippie culture in the game, and there's all these people dancing all the time with their hair and their peace signs, and you are a clone of the alien from the first game, and the KGB are basically trying to get you and also take over the world. So
yeah.
it's the Russians, it's kind of, you know, Cold War sort of thing. And broadly speaking, without giving too much away, their plan is to try and mutate the human race into monsters.
Right.
You know, just like the Russians
just
do.
Just like the Russians wanted to,
yeah.
Famously.
In the late 60s, that's what they wanted to do. So I think the game looks, like, reasonably good within the realms of a remade PS2 game. Like, it's got that kind of, it's still very kind of cartoony, but, you know, it's got a big pops of color and stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's fine in that sense. I did see one glitch when playing, and if I use the right section of my gameplay in this episode, if you're watching on YouTube rather than listening on our podcast feed, you will see at one point a lorry just sort of halfway in the floor driving along the road. It's still following the road.
Good.
But it's just sort of sunken into the ground. But apart from that, not had any glitches. But the reason I do think this is a bit more fun than the first is that the game, the original version in 2006 and this one, introduced more kind of weaponry and stuff and toys and abilities to play with compared to the first. So you can now like mind control people and take over their bodies, which is kind of interesting. I mean, the novelty wore off pretty quickly, but I appreciate that they've like added more stuff in to kind of mix up the gameplay in that sense. Not being an expert on either of the two games, it's difficult for me to remember which things have been added in and which things were actually in the first one. Mm-hmm. So I can't say for sure, but I have enjoyed... there's a weapon that when you fire a projectile at things and it makes them just bounce around randomly in different directions. So you can fire them at people and they'll just ragdoll all over the place.
Good.
If you charge it up real high, you can fire it at cars and they'll, you know, take other people out. And so that's all a lot of fun. And then there's some like kind of weird abilities. There's one where it's called Free Love. It's a weapon.
Right.
And you aim it at people. And it sends out this kind of flower power effect. And then everyone just starts like dancing and having a great time. It's just to distract people. So if you're being chased by the police or something because you're an alien and the police do come after you, then you can do that to distract them.
So I don't know much about this series.
Right.
But in my mind, it was like XCOM-y in the sense that it was like you're a bunch of aliens trying to kill all the humans. But that's not what this game is.
No, not really. So, yeah, if you don't know anything about the series at all, I say series, I think they only did two, but, you know, citation needed. It is a third-person shooter, effectively. It's a third-person game where you are in these fairly open levels. It's not a complete open world. Like, it's still a linear experience where you'll have a mission, you have to do a certain number of things, but you're in like a reasonably large cityscape area. And yeah, you have all this different weaponry. You're this single character, and it's like story led, and you have to just kind of go around and do various things. Although that kind of leads me on to where this thing, although the second game I feel I've enjoyed more than the first.
Yeah.
I still think it falls down in that, again, it's having to rely on game design from 2006 and...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So far, everything I've played, and admittedly, these are first impressions, I've only played like an hour or so, but everything I've played so far, the missions kind of boil down to two or three or four different kind of objective types. You're just kind of doing the same thing.
Right.
So it's either kill all the people in this area, or go and destroy these things around the map, and you're just following your radar everywhere you go. There is a UFO that you can fly around in, but that's still... essentially ends up doing the same thing. So you have different, you have like some cool weapons and stuff, but it's still like destroy these things.
Right, yeah.
Or it's a bit of a, there's kind of a collectathon element as well to the game. So you have to go around and pick up new bits of equipment and stuff, but they're just big glowing objects on the map that you have to make a beeline for and pick up.
See.
So that's where it falls down, really, is that you do kind of just find yourself doing the same thing over and over again. And although it looks okay and it's relatively glitch-free, once you've enjoyed maybe 15 to 30 minutes of using these physics weapons and things like that, then you're kind of just like, okay, kill all these guys. Okay, go pick up that thing. Right, fine.
Yeah. If you want kind of like a little brainless, like, jaunt,
yeah,
it does the job. But if you're looking for something a bit more substance.
Exactly. And I think it was IGN's review said exactly that, which is that it's a... If you really want to just turn your brain off for a bit and kind of run around and throw some objects around, you've got that as well. You've got a kind of gravity gun where you can literally just pick things up and launch them. And yeah, just kind of enjoy a bit of a, it's not quite a sandbox, but, you know, this this kind of repertoire of abilities and weapons, then it's fine for doing that. The other issue is that they string these missions along with a lot of cutscenes in between, and there are, I want to say, dialogue kind of moments where you can choose your response to certain things, but it's not like, I don't think it affects the game in any way, but you you sit there and have dialogue with kind of quest givers, if you can call them that, and already I'm getting a bit bored of that. Like, I think they're going a bit too they're probably taking it a bit too seriously, or like not even taking it too seriously, because it is a very it's a silly game, and you can they sort of parody certain like bits of pop culture and things like that, so they don't take the story too seriously, but they could tell the story that they're telling without as much dialogue, I guess, is what I'm saying. They've bloated the script, essentially. So yeah, it's kind of annoying, like sitting through a long cutscene where you're talking to the alien from the mothership who's giving you like missions. You have to sit through all that, do some dialogue and stuff, and then finally when you get through that, it's like, okay, you're in the world, and now you've got to go like kill 10 people and find this object, and then it's like mission complete, and then there's more dialogue, more cutscenes. So it's a bit of a shame in that sense. But then talking of the cutscenes, I will just say that some of the character designs are quite interesting. I was like pleasantly surprised. There's these KGB agents who are kind of following you around, and I quite like the way that they're designed. They've just got these quite big sort of caricature features and stuff. So as I said at the start, I went into this really not feeling very optimistic. I went in with an open mind, but I thought if I had to bet some money on whether I'm going to like this or not, I'm going to say I'm not going to like this.
Yeah.
And it's been more enjoyable than I expected, and there are more kind of plus points to than I thought. Yeah. So I'd certainly give it a go if you are a fan of the original series. Definitely worth having a go in that sense. But even if you're not, if you're just kind of curious, then maybe it's something worth looking at. Perhaps like watch some, I mean, if you're watching on YouTube right now rather than listening on the podcast feed, then you'll be able to see some gameplay. But yeah, maybe do a bit of Googling and watch 10-15 minutes of gameplay and see what you think. But yeah, it's not a write-off, but it's not a this is my
this
game
must
of the
go
year
in your basket. Yeah.
So very much kind of down to your own preferences and stuff, but yeah, that's my those are my thoughts.
Well, thanks Peter.
You're welcome.
There's just enough time, I think, for a quip.
Yes.
Or two,
one each.
Destroy All Humans 2 Reprobed, more like Destroy All Humans 2 regurgitating the same levels in different areas.
Yeah.
Again.
That works, I like that.
Yeah.
Destroy All Humans 2, more like Destroy All Tumans. Remember I said that at the start?
Yeah, you said that at the start.
I accidentally did a bit of a pun.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's good.
Reprobed.
Colon reprobed, but it's not actually the colon punctuation, it's just the word colon reprobed.
Yeah, that's it. Brilliant.
Well, thanks for listening / watching, and we'll see you very, very soon.
We will.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.